Sonic Erotica.
So how are you doing?
I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling gratitude because
this one was like my opportunity to like lay there and be like, what the fuck do I want?
So yeah. That was really good. And also all the things that you were saying at the beginning, you know how whenever people guide you through stuff like this, like they say something and you're like, that's so fucking relevant. I was just thinking that this morning. and it works like that for everyone. Yeah. But the things that you were saying about like being different people and like, you know, today's a long day for me and I'm being lots of people. So I'm like, yeah, so it's really good for me to let go of all that stuff. And
it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard to do.
Yeah, because you're always, like, while you're being the person number one, person number two, you're thinking about how am I going to be person number two later, so you're already being person number two in
all
your head.
All the hats we have to wear, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so that was exactly what I should have been doing, and it was totally, yes. Thank you so much.
And can you play with this at home?
Yeah.
The idea of moving yourself up, your consciousness up and down your body?
Yeah. And also of I like the suspension of breath as well, like doing, just kind of like bringing something in and letting all that stuff just be chaos in my head, you know, and let it bounce off each other and be, you know, and build all that energy and then push it right back down, because it's just going to come out as ejaculate anyway, so.
And it's interesting, too, because there are actually, we didn't have a chance to do it because we got distracted, which happens, actually. Yeah. But there's actually two different types of energy orgasms you can play with, which is the idea of building everything up and then having it open up through the top of your head.
Okay.
Or pushing the energy down and having it come out as ejaculate.
Oh,
and so it's like
wow.
The idea of reversing it, and you actually retain all of your body energy, but, I mean, not but your bodily fluids, and then let the energy come out the top of your head, and that's the whole, like, seeing stars and planets and cosmos
I saw stars
thing.
Once.
Yay!
Yeah, I
that's
did.
That's exciting.
And I was, like, it's just, like, fleeting. It just, like, went past my vision, and I was, like, I'm getting into the right place right now.
Right.
Yeah, that was cool.
Now, the whole suspension of breath thing is really interesting, because a very dear friend of mine, Barbara Corellis, she's a...
I know about her.
Yeah. No, she's written a lot of books on urban tantra and things like that. And her... her big thing is fullness of breath and not holding anything back and, like, going into, like, really intense, like, fire breathing of, like...
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff, and, like, forcing yourself through energetic states and being very conscious of your breath at all times.
Yeah.
While my original kind of take on stuff when I first started getting into conscious breathing was suspension of breath.
Okay.
Was that moment where you hold your breath right before you come and you pull everything in.
Oh, right.
And so it's been really fun as she and I have gotten to know each other better. We're both kind of pulling pages from each other's books now.
That's great. Yeah, I like that idea of, like, that really rapid, like, you know, the lion's breath in yoga and, like, all those different things of just, like, playing with breath with your body because and making it more visceral.
Yes,
well, we're
definitely.
Just, like, lungs move up and down, but there's, you know, all this other stuff involved, all this other... Me talking shit because I just had a bunch of orgasms.
It works though. You know? It
yeah.
works.
Yeah, so thank you. And
thank
I think you.
You
were like the perfect person to do that. And I'm so glad that you happened to be here. And
I'm glad it worked out. Really glad.
And I like your accent.
Aww. Cheers.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.